Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute will join us after the break. You know, and again, MyPillow.com. What a way to help us make some money online, make some money, period, to support the show. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You get 30 to 70% off pillows, pillowcases, sheets, the whole night. I now have the 2.0 pillow, which is great. Well, I'll let you know how that. I'll let you know how that great that is when I finally sleep on one. Seriously. So there's so many things that I want to hit on. I'm not going to get to them all. I realize that. But part of what I'd like to get to, too, is just, I mean, Joe Biden. It is so irritating to watch him spread misinformation, to spread hate, because that's what it does. When you say things like, you know, the velocity that comes out of an automatic rifle is just so, I mean, they get into your body, they explode it. They don't explode. They're that fast. They can't even stop inside your body, you fool. There are certain bullets that do open up. There are certain bullets that do explode inside the body. They're not sold on the average gun store shelf. Making it sound like they're all like that. Making it sound like semi-automatics are all like that. Right? Now, Biden takes heat for joking around. Now this is... I don't even know how to do this. I mean, I want to call him a fool. He takes heat for joking around in response to a question about the Nashville school shooting. It's not a time to joke around. Talk about how much ice cream he had. You know, he joked about the motive of the 28-year-old shooter. You know, asked whether he agrees with the theory that Christians were specifically targeted in Monday's shooting. Biden told reporters from the White House lawn, I have no idea. When one reporter told the president that Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican out of Montana, believes that the shooting was in fact a hate crime against Christians, Biden smiled and said, well, then I probably don't. Right? So he doesn't, he changed his mind. Listen to that. Do you think Christians were targeted? He says, I have no idea. When he's told it could possibly be a hate crime if they could prove that Christians were targeted, then he says, well, I don't believe then that they, you know, that was it. Right? I mean, seriously. Again, just amazing. This guy's in the White House. He's closer to the buttons than Trump was. Yeah, remember they said they hid the buttons from Trump. Remember that? Biden soaks around in the shooting has come under fire as critics accuse the president of making tone deaf, disastrous, and distasteful remarks while American families grapple with the impact. Tries to make it sound like he cares. He has no idea. On Monday, he joked that he only made public appearances because he heard there would be ice cream. This was before addressing the crowd. For real? He says, my name is Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden's husband. Dr. Joe Biden, I'm sorry. Biden, this was him on the East Room in his first public appearance, I don't know, after the shooting. He said, I eat Jenny's ice cream. Well, I don't even know what that is. Chocolate chip. I came down because I heard it was chocolate chip ice cream down here. By the way, he says, I do have a whole refrigerator filled with it upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. He should ask them to go up. I mean, he's there to console these people, to speak to these people. What's he talking about? Ice cream. I got nothing. Biden later called for the shooting sick and heartbroken while demanding Congress do something. Well, do what? Right? What did he have in mind? This is that mantra every time, remember? We have to do something. That's right. We have to get off our butts and do so. What? What'd you have in mind? They can't put anything up. Right? They can't make anything happen. They had years to do it. This is the part that bothers me. They had years to make a difference. They still want to blame us for it. And they're the ones that had all the power. Nobody would have stopped them. They would have been dubbed heroes, so they think. Right? Think about it. I don't think they would have been dubbed heroes. I think they read the tea leaves and realized what was going on. That's what I think. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this. This is getting so far out of hand. And for a transgender community to say this person did this because it was the only way they felt they would be recognized. That in itself is sick. Right? That in and of itself is sick. So the only way that I get recognized for my, I don't know, Italian heritage is to shoot up a place? Shoot up a school? Is that what it takes? Is that what wakes them up? You know I'm not buying. And then Biden comes out with what? A whole bunch of lies. Right? When it comes to the Second Amendment. He doesn't care. Nobody calls him. Mainstream media's not going to call him out on it. You already know that. But he started spewing all kinds of garbage, misinformation about the Second Amendment. Right? Before he got to the meat of his speech, he addressed the tragedy. Okay, and six victims were shot and killed. 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a transgender woman, former student of school, entered the building with two assault rifles. I still need help with that. What is an assault rifle? You know, Biden told the crowd that Monday's incident was the family's worst nightmare. He's right. Biden said he lost a child to an accident and another to cancer, knowing that there was nothing like losing a child, especially when it's this senseless. They should be with us. As a nation, we owe these families more than our prayers. We owe them action. Well, I mean, prayers won't help. You keep throwing God out and going against what he wants you to do. We owe them action. You know, we have to do more to stop gun violence. This is ripping community apart, ripping at the soul of the nation. Protect our children. Yeah, protect our children. Allow armed guards, armed sheriffs, armed police to be on school campuses everywhere. You know, there's more and more laws passing to keep school boards from being able to do what they're elected to do. Be back in a few minutes. Brad Dinkins joins us. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, as I said.
Plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew.
Jew?
Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always, and I mean always, appreciate your time with me. All right, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to make sure that you have the information that you need. It's the only way, and I don't want to keep saying it's the only way we win. It really is the only way we put up an argument or put up a conversation to be able to inform other people. You know, without pounding them in the head. That's the stuff you got to stop doing too. It doesn't work. But if you can leave them scratching their head, which is what I like to do, give them just enough information, you know, so they have to sit there and go, wait a minute, that makes way too much sense. You know, that's what you want to do. And that's how you win. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, he's with me now. Brad Dacus joins me as he does pretty much every week to go over some of your legal issues, some of the wins that we're making, the how we're crawling forward, moving forward. My God. I you know, a lot of people got in touch with me this week, Brad, and just say, are we making a difference? Are we winning? Are we even slowing them down? Brad Diggins, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Hey, Brad, how are we doing?
Doing great. And I just want you to know the fact that my wife and I will permanently be moving next month to Costa Rica. In no way should we look at, you know, be just, no, I'm teasing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's humid down there.
It is. Don't you get to move north. Yeah, maybe you can buy your own island. I hear Epstein Island's up for sale or something like that. Nice weather.
No.
you'd really have to exercise that place, you know, big time.
Yes.
No, but everything, you know, again, you've seen a lot going on. You've seen the Supreme Court now starting to take up and reject certain cases now coming at them. How, you had said once before, I didn't remember the numbers, so I was hesitant to give it out. But you had given some ideas or some numbers on how many cases they actually get and take yearly. Do you remember what those were, by any chance?
I know percentage-wise, they take up less than 1% of the cases that are brought before them via petition for certiorari. That's very, very, you know, small number. And then even then, of course, you know, half of those are winners and half of those are losers that are taken up. So it's, that's why, like, you know, attorneys and firms, et cetera, never want to bank on the Supreme Court, you know, taking up the case because they usually won't take it up. So you want to prevail at the federal district court level, the circuit court level, or in the state courts if you can. But we at Pacific Justice, though, we have a sort of a renewed confidence in the Supreme Court. So when we take up these cases, these crazy cases from California, we implicitly feel like we have a much higher likelihood that the Supreme Court is going to take up our case, especially if the Ninth Circuit went in the wrong direction.
Well, the Ninth Circuit's always a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and the Second Circuit, you know, back east has also been a pain, and of course our New York offices are extremely busy there and optimistic that, you know, those are some cases that will make their way to the Supreme Court as well, because the Second Circuit is pretty nasty as well.
Yeah, it is quite interesting. All right. Any thoughts on the Nashville shooting? And when I say that, I mean I've got kind of a little pushback, a little bit of a heated discussion, if you would, with a regular guest on the show. And I said, look, I agree that the Second Amendment is our right to protect ourselves. But you have somebody like this, 28 years old, had no business owning guns, or at least temporarily not owning guns. Is there a line? Is there a line in the sand that you want to draw and say, you know, when somebody's at this level of mental health, a mental health situation, maybe they temporarily can't have guns? I don't know. I don't know where to go with this, but this did not make any sense.
Well, if we look at the I like looking at science. I like looking at the facts. And the facts in this situation involves an individual who had mental issues. We know that. Part of those mental issues was the fact that she was wishing to transgender into being a male. There's good reason to believe that she's already had begun testosterone injections. Testosterone increases aggressiveness inherently. Men would be much more dangerous, in fact, because, you know, we have about 10 times the testosterone of women. In fact, we often, if there's some violence, it's usually a male, not a female. Part of that is how we're wired. We don't have a lot of estrogen in us, which sort of makes us more passive. But that's one reason why I think God made our brains of males to be dominant on the left side, which is more logic, reason, analytical. The female on the right side of the brain they're very unique in their function. That's why men and women together make such a great team. But women can be more emotional, more expressive, etc. Well, you combine that with the testosterone instead of the estrogen, and it creates a higher level of instability and uncertainty that's inherent in that unnatural combination. This isn't just me talking. I interviewed Joe Dallas on my show, who's written 9 books on the matter and has had extensive counseling with transgenders in the past. So I think it might be a very advisable, you know, we know that someone who has gender identity dysphoria has a mental condition, maybe not an illness now. They don't call it that because you don't want to, you know, say you have to get cured, but it's still a mental condition. So maybe someone who has this mental condition who is taking hormone shots, which can create a mental or emotional instability and irregularity in dramatic ways, should perhaps be prevented from being able to have a gun or buy a gun, at the least, until they've, you know, reached some point of stabilization, validated by a psychiatrist, et cetera. You know, had we had that, would this have happened? This probably would not have happened had something like that been in place, which is very, you know, reasonable. It's medical. It's looking at the facts and the role of testosterone, large increases of testosterone in women, and the impact of major variances of hormones in human beings. We were more unstable, and there's a reason also is that those who have transgender, much higher degree of bipolar dysfunction and other kinds of issues and disorders, very, very, very common in the transgender community, according to the experts I've talked to.
Yeah, and again, you're back to it is a sickness, it is an illness. Otherwise, there'd be no way for somebody to treat it, no way for somebody even to sit and discuss it when they show up, right? I mean, there'd be no way for a psychiatrist to sit there and say, okay, well, you've got gender dysphoria, and here's how we're going to have to deal with it. Doesn't work that way.
Well, not in California and New Jersey and some of the blue states, but the red states have a lot more sensible counseling legal there.
We'll go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus, founder of PJI, PJI.org during the break. Check it out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about the person who pulled the trigger in Monday's mass shooting at a school in Nashville.
The shooter, a transgender Nashville woman, was being treated for an emotional disorder. That's according to Nashville police, who also say that her parents forbade her from owning guns.
They were under the thoughts that she had gotten rid of every weapon that she owned, but she had hid different weapons inside the home.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake says she went to several stores and legally purchased the firearms used in that killing. She killed three children and three adults at the Covenant School before she was killed by police. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will have to comply with the subpoena to testify. The ruling by a federal judge requires Pence to testify before a grand jury on conversations he had with former President Trump leading up to the January 6th Capitol riot. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it started with dog walkers. Yeah, I'm giving you a lighthearted moment here, right? I remember people hiring someone to take your dog out that you got, right, to have them poop and clean up after them. And I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, I got a dog. I'll take care of the dog. And then you start seeing all the other things that all of a sudden you're hiring people for, right? And I'm watching now commercials to hire people to do the simplest things around your house. And the commercial had an extremely young couple, while this guy was simply, like, fixing the leak in the sink. Did we not teach our kids anything? Do they don't know the difference between a crescent wrench, a adjustable wrench, or whatever, channel locks? I mean, boy, do we... We didn't do well by them. I'm sorry. You know how I like to go off in a little rants from time to time. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Brad, always appreciate your time with me. Why don't you tell people about the organization, how they can help you?
Certainly. Pacific Justice Institute, we're a very unique organization in several ways. You know, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life, very broad categories. We're unique, though, in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to actually make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that's why we all have overwhelmingly more offices all across the country, coast to coast, than any other organization of our kind. More offices, also more cases in active litigation, by far, more than any other organization of our kind. You know, we're the doers, and we're helping people. We do it all without charge, and we have an incredibly high success rate. We don't set up our offices where it's safe. You know, our offices are in cities where we have the cases, where it's intense. We're on the front line of the battle, and that's one reason why six of those offices are actually in the state of California. Six of the 20, actually 29. We just opened an office in Hawaii.
In California, so.
Well, we've got a lot of cases in we're very optimistic of the future with our litigation because of the fantastic federal court appointments by President Donald Trump, especially the U.S. Supreme Court appointments, absolutely pivotal in the work that we're doing in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. Irrespective of someone's politics, whether they like him or not, we have to recognize the significance of what he did in terms of our long-term freedoms and liberties for generations to come. And we're very appreciative of that, and we're taking full advantage of it.
Well, let's hit some of the issues that people are asking me about, and you had mentioned earlier, is some of these military men that were men and women that were let go from the military for not taking the shot, for not taking the vaccine. Are we seeing legal options here for them to be either returned to duty and or be reinstated with back pay?
Yeah, well, the reinstatement with back pay is a bit of a problem. I mean, that's a little more difficult at this point. However, it's a lot more difficult. However, we have an office in Philadelphia, and our attorney there, Karen White, is a specialist in military law. Now, this is before we even had this issue with all these people in the military being booted out, highly skilled, qualified people that we need in our military right now, especially being booted out by the thousands and just so many. Well, we have been giving him counsel and assisting huge numbers. In fact, right now I think we're representing over 500. She's what she told me this last week. Of people in the military, and she's a very sharp attorney, and we're making a lot of progress. I am very optimistic, though, in the long haul, in that if in 2024 a Republican takes the White House and the Republicans takes the Senate, I have no doubt that the House and the Senate will adopt legislation allowing for the rehiring, possibly with back pay, of all those in the military who were booted out, if not preceded by an executive order by the White House even before it passes Congress. I think we have a clear need for them to be in the military, and I think the Republicans are going to do all they can to make things right with those who were booted out. We also need the fact they weren't vaxxed is to our advantage now, because now we realize those who were vaxxed are medically more compromised, unfortunately, with the stats that are now out, showing a much higher degree of mortality risk, especially in terms of heart irregular issues, suddenly dropping dead. This isn't hype. This is now, but this is the stats. And so those who are not vaxxed, we need them more than ever in the military. Even for donating blood for people in the military, they're trying to get as much people blood donated from people that have not been vaxxed because of the medical complications that now exist with the vaxxed people in the military.
Yeah, it's really sad because you've seen so much good talent, not just in our military, but you're talking about teachers and hospital personnel and what have you, people with many, many, many years of experience, and good, solid people that were let go because they refused to get the vaccine. They, when medical personnel refuse to get the vaccine, you have to stop and think, okay, what's wrong? What's going on? So,
I had a doctor.
Years.
Yeah, I visited with a doctor just recently, and he wasn't treating me or anything, but I was visiting with him, a young gentleman, actually very healthy. He's a doctor, and so he was telling me how he had the vaccine to keep his job. He had a booster, another booster. His heart started having greater and greater irregularities. And now they said he has to have another booster. And he says, that next booster could kill me. He says, my life is hanging in the balance now. And they don't care. They want me to take another booster, irrespective of my medical charts showing now the irregularity of my heartbeat because of this. Because they're all in denial saying, oh, no, that wasn't because of the vaccine. We all know it is. The stats show that it is. And so he says, I'm going to have to be fired in 30 days. I offered to represent him. He said, no, I'm just going to leave the country and go back to where I'm from. That is a freer
wow.
nation.
Wow. A freer nation. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, a freer nation. it is, but it's very telling. I hear these stories over and over again. When I went to the doctor recently, though, you know, I went to see the doctor, and before that, the nurse says, you know, are you vaxxed? And I said, no, no. I said, no, I'm not, you know, it's not even an issue, a questionable point here. No, absolutely not. I said, you know, people are dying all the time with heart stopping all over the place. And she looked at me, and her eyes started to water, and she says, yeah, my son recently died right after he got the vax, and she walked out.
Oh my God.
And so it's happening all over the place. And so we at Pacific Justice, we're going to bat to defend all those people that have the courage to stand up against it. And those in the military are no exception. We're working very hard, along with, you know, hospitals, and then, of course, those seeking organ transplants. We already saved the lives of two people who were told by a hospital that they're going to have to get the vax so they couldn't get their critically needed organ transplant. Well, we've taken that on. We've prevailed. We're going against Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, all the big boys who are all, you know, beholden to the pharma companies. And we're working very hard to keep them, to take them off medical death row and to get them the organ transplant that they need and not disqualify them just because they are vaxxed.
It's all amazing to me. All right. Let's move on to pulling doctor licenses for misinformation. Here in California, a new law would allow a medical board, if you would, to pull the license of a doctor for, you know, offering ivermectin and a few other things for COVID or anything along those lines because it's not medically accepted.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is they would, if that passed, they would have to disqualify every doctor in the nation of Japan. Because their protocol is ivermectin. And right when someone would get COVID, immediately ivermectin. Why? Because it works. The studies show that it works. And remdesivir, which otherwise known as run death is near, has a terrible, terrible stats rate. That would be an abridgment to our health and safety, much less our freedoms.
We're going to have to hit a little bit more of that in the side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we come back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look at it. I've got Brad Dacus on the line with me. Brad is a founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that's protecting your rights. Yeah, your rights that are dwindling, that are getting harder and harder and more expensive to fight for every single day. And Brad is with PJI.org. PJI.org. All right, Brad. Again, we were talking about the pulling of doctors' licenses for misinformation, but I want to know who decides what that misinformation is. I mean, doctors are allowed. What is it called? Certain medications you can use them for off market or not what they were originally approved right. for.
Yeah, you can't if it's it's prescribed for by a doctor for a specific purpose. Ivermectin is not some strange, voodoo formula. It's something that's been used medicinally and safely for decades. So it's, same with hydroxychloroquine. So it's not like these are dangerous drugs, that have some, unproven, consequences. And they're already being used for a number of different, conditions. So it's just very cultic, if you will, non-scientific, very reactionary, very cultic for those in Sacramento to try to push legislation limiting doctors like this. And, of course, the verification is going to be simply this. If they pass this, of course, you're going to see it potentially challenged as unconstitutional for overly vague, broad and vague. That's, you know, that's grounds for attack, you know, on particularly this legislation. But also we're going to see more doctors leaving California. Highly qualified, ethical doctors with integrity leaving California, only bringing the state down all the farther in another area, which is medical treatment.
Yeah, but look what's happening across the country in the medical world. Now they're in the medical schools. They're talking about allowing people in based on equity and not so much on ability. Do I really want one of those doctors working on me?
Yeah, absolutely not. Especially, yeah, a brain surgeon, a heart surgeon, where the stakes are very high. And it's not just, you know, like removing a ward or something where just about anyone can do it. You want to have the most highly skilled, most qualified, because that will save the most lives of human beings, of all races, of all backgrounds and genders. So you're absolutely right. It's very difficult. On my show, I blasted Texas A&M because I found out, that's my alma mater, this, you know, conservative school has over 60% of their educational departments are using woke and equity in their hiring. So if you say you'll treat everyone the same, irrespective of their race or color, you're disqualified or you're discounted. The right answer is that you will give greater preference to certain races over other races. So if you don't agree to be a bigot and discriminatory in the name of wokeness, you're not hired in the overwhelming majority of the educational departments of Texas A&M. There's no way I would ever, at this point, give a penny to that school. And even the liberal University of Texas at Austin doesn't even have that kind of quackery. So that's what we're seeing. And, of course,
But you're right. It's not just that school, because I've done so many stories where now they're teaching the lawyers how to apply the law, but based on color, that they actually should take, you know, ethnicity, color, race into consideration, which made my ears go up. I don't know if you heard what happened in California now. There's a bill making its way through Senate that will stop dogs from being used for crowd control. Why? Because dogs are racist. Seriously.
They're more likely to attack one race versus another.
Yeah. Apparently, according to the bill, the black community is much more susceptible to dogs attacking them. They single them out. So I guess the handlers, even when they're black, and the trainers when they're black, teach the dogs to go after blacks.
No, I think what it is it's dealing with the criminals, and there is a higher proportion of criminals, relatively speaking, who are black versus who are white or Asian or even Latino. I think I'm sure that the reality and truth has something to do with that. Who's more likely statistically to have a higher risk of having drugs or things that would attract trigger a dog. I think that's really what the issue is. But, you know, like it's like jaywalking. Jaywalking is now legal in California. Why'd they make it legal? Because they said blacks are more likely to jaywalk and therefore get in trouble.
Yep.
And it's racist, so therefore
yep.
We're going to make it legal. I'm like, well, no, the issue is jaywalking. It's not race. And is jaywalking bad? Jaywalking kills people. So we're not going to have people who jaywalk more at risk because there's going to be more jaywalkers. And anyway, it's going to actually even hurt the people that they're trying to supposedly help, just like trying to reduce police officers only hurt those people that were allegedly being attacked by the police. So
It's more ridiculous every single day.
It is to everyone's demise, And in our state, it's just we're giving more and more reasons for people to leave the state of California. We have Pacific Justice. We're fighting back on one bill that will firm up parents' rights at least partially. I think it's AB 1314 and require at least 3 days' notice within 3 days if a teacher sees a child is transgender in some way that they have to let the parents know. I don't think it's going to pass, but that's that's because California is just so extreme and.
Yep.
This direction is going to continue a downward spiral for the state.
Yeah, we have to. You know, you and I talked about this a while back, and I think what we need to do is just to make sure we're ready to hit them with hit the state with federal laws in federal court over things that they're doing.
Yeah.
Certainly, we're going to win. You know, Charlie Kirk said it at one of your last events. You know, they've used the court to their advantage for years. It's time we start doing the same thing.
Right.
Okay. Let's hit the, you know, you talked about it. I'm in favor. And look at, I'm a public school trustee, and I'm telling people you need to do what you need to do to make sure that your kids are getting the education they're supposed to be getting. And you're telling me that school choice movement is making a big push forward. My only concern with that is that these laws that go into place are going to affect those as well, are they not?
Not in states where school choice is passing. So, like in Florida, and now it looks like Texas. It looks like it's now imminent in Texas to have total school choice, total empowerment of parents. The states are increasing. You have Arizona, Utah. Texas soon to be Arkansas, Florida, and some other states as well. They're all red states. They're all Republican states. And it's just giving another decisive choice between the states. Do you want a state dominated by teachers' union and public schools with hideous, dangerous, grotesque indoctrination and inadequate education? Or do you want school choice where you have something completely different for your child and their development academically and socially and morally? So I think we're going to see a greater and greater stark difference between the states. We're seeing it also on the abortion issue. And people more and more are going to say, you know what, I think I need to move to a state that's really reflective of my priorities and my values and what I think is best for my children. And unfortunately, that's going to mean more and more people leaving states like California and New York and Illinois. And they're going to be moving to free states, freedom-loving states, like Texas, Tennessee, Florida, et cetera.
Yeah, it is. I hope you're right. But it's so hard. You know, somebody brought this up to me the other day. One of the listeners sent me an email and said, you know, some of us can't afford to move. We just don't have the money. You know, we're in a bad position or what have you. We went through COVID. We've not recovered yet. And they can't get out of there. And their kids are subject to this kind of thing unless they do homeschooling or some of these co-ops that you've been talking about. I don't know whether co-ops also subject to some of these laws that they're putting through.
Yeah, and that's the good news. I'm glad you mentioned that. So homeschooling and homeschool co-ops are exempt from these mandates, these injections and radical sexuality curriculum mandates that even the charter schools are being hit with. But homeschooling and homeschool co-ops that are popping up all over the place across the country, they're exempt from these mandates, and that's a positive thing. Even in New York recently, an Orthodox Jewish school was just declared by the State Supreme Court of New York, I believe it was the State Supreme Court, to be protected from having to bow the knee to the New York State's liberal curriculum mandates, and said no. Your Orthodox Jewish school can continue teaching the way it has for hundreds and hundreds of years. You do not have to bow the knee to the radical left in dominating New York. So I think they're going to maintain their freedom and for a good long while, especially with our Supreme Court maintaining the freedom and liberty of private religious institutions like schools, et cetera.
All right. Well, you got about a minute. I want to ask you a quick question. The HPV vaccine may be being forced here in California, but, you know, when do the forced vaccines start? They just keep piling them on, one after another. Is there a way to stop these?
Yeah, well, it should have a religious exemption. I know we're advocating that. And if it doesn't, you know, unfortunately, the case law is not advantageous. And that will be another reason why a lot of college students will leave California and go to other states who do not want to have to have those injections. And there's a reason for people to be a little suspect of any mandatory injections in view of the high fatalities and future fatalities resulting that we now know are because of the COVID vaccine. It's not even an issue for debate or speculation now.
You're done, buddy. PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute, they do great work. You need to help them out. Hop on the website, contribute, and pray for them. That's always good, too. Brad, always good to hear from you. God bless. Keep up the good work. Joe Bacini, your host. We'll catch you tomorrow.